We're talking about a pricing plan for state parks on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Market forces are behind the new pricing system for camping and park entrance fees. Rates go up at some of the most popular state parks during peak times. The DNR reported last week that year-over-year revenue rose 10% in the last half of 2018. What do you think about the DNR's new pricing system? Are you avoiding popular parks because of fees? Are you visiting other parks for the first time instead? Have state park prices changes affected your vacation plans? We're at 800-642-1234. Chris Pradretti is Section Chief for the Department of Natural Resources Bureau of Parks and Recreation. Chris, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So why did the DNR decide to change its entrance and camping fees at state parks after this loss of funding from tax dollars?
Well, most of our fees, our rates are set with the state budgets. And when we went to the self-funding model, we certainly needed to look for new opportunities to continue that growth and continue the revenue that all goes back into supporting the state parks and those properties and all the operational budgets.
Explain how this pricing system works.
Well, it's really just looking at it in a demand-based way. We did an extensive study of the camping and the admission at a lot of our properties. We looked at the camping throughout the whole system, looked at occupancy rates historically, year over year. We broke it into seasonality. We looked weekend versus weekday occupancy rates. We looked at electric sites versus non-electric sites and really determined where that demand would justify a slight price increase, and also on the other end, where there was opportunity for growth at some of the properties, and we also lowered prices at many of the properties as well.
So lowering prices at properties where you would like more of an influx of people to try out this particular camping opportunity, camping site. How much did the fees increase at like a popular park like Devil's Lake?
Well, the camping fees increased, like at a Devil's Lake, anywhere from about $5 to the max of $7 a night. And when I say that, that's not an across-the-board increase. That may be just on a weekend at electric sites that increase took place. So it really we really broke it up and looked at those kind of opportunities. We also looked at the admission, and we were given the flexibility to do the same program with daily admissions. At the properties. So at a place like Devil's Lake, which is our most popular, most visited property in the system, we also increased the daily admission rates as well. And that went up at that property $5 for a daily admission. But what I will say is annual admission, if anybody buying an annual sticker, those prices remained the same. So that opportunity still remained.
Interesting how you use the word properties. We see them as state parks. You're really looking at the business side of them. These are properties. To you, and you have to stay in the black.
That's correct. And yes, so I say properties a lot because when we talk state park system, it really is obviously the state parks make up a large part of that, and that's what a lot of people relate to. But it also is the state forest all over the state and the state recreation areas as well. So we get kind of trained to say properties instead of just saying parks.
Has the new system offset the loss of tax revenue so far?
It certainly helped. I mean, the way we're operating now, we are certainly looking at it more as much as we can as a business model. As the state park system and in the state parks, all the dollars that we make at the parks stay with the state parks and go back into the operations. And like I said, we needed to look at ways to continue being successful. We've been seeing increased users, increased camping. That's been the trend over the years, which is great. And we need to continue to make those opportunities available for everyone to come out and enjoy.
We're talking about a new pricing system for state parks. Chris Pradretti is a section chief for the DNR's Bureau of Parks and Recreation. What questions do you have about the DNR's pricing system and how it works? Have you been surprised by the cost to enter a state park or to stay at a campground? Do you have suggestions for ways the DNR could raise money through other means? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Chris, how has park attendance fared since the changes? What have you seen?
Well, over the past many years, we've seen a steady increase in park users and property users. We have over 17 million estimated users in our state park system each year, and so they're well used, which is great. And we're seeing increases every year. Last year, we had over 17 million users. A slight decrease from the year before. Everybody remembers last year was not the greatest weather. Especially at the
sure.
end of the year,
flooding.
So we certainly have to look at those weather conditions as well. But still having over 17 million users again last year, even with all the other factors, was a great thing. It's really showing that people love getting out into the state parks.
We have an email from Matt in Wausau who wants to know: has anyone looked into the amount that companies like Reserve America are charging just to make reservations? Their fees can represent 25% of a rental for a weekend at Devil's Lake.
Sure. So the reference to Reserve America, we have a vendor that handles our reservation system for the state park system. Right now, we actually have a new vendor this year. We use a new system and not Reserve America anymore, but they do charge a reservation fee, and that is obviously the revenue that they make off of doing that for us and charging that fee. Depending on the length of stay, it can be a greater percentage depending how long you stay. But when we do over 200,000 reservations, and we have over 400,000 nights stayed throughout the properties. We have over 6,000 campsites throughout the state. So it's a huge system, and we absolutely have to have some type of a reservation system management piece to be able to manage.
Do you bid that out?
We do. Yep. It just like any other contract with the state, we go through a standard bidding process. We did that last year when the contract ended with Reserve America, and a new vendor was selected, which we rolled out this past December. So it's a standard request for proposal process, and we look at all the options, what best fits the needs of our customers, and go from there.
Since you rolled out this new pricing system, has it worked as you expected? Will there be tweaks?
Yes, certainly always tweaks. We're always looking at it, reviewing it. We look at the fees annually to see if there's any tweaks that need to be made. We're very happy with the early numbers that are coming in. Again, I tell everyone it's a small sample size. We only implemented this last February, so it's really only been a year since we implemented these fees. We're not looking at changing any fees in the demand-based program this year, so everything will remain the same throughout 2019. We have seen still an increase in advance reservations from last year when we rolled this out, so that's a good sign. We are looking at doing some other options. We have a dynamic pricing model, so we're looking to hopefully doing some maybe specials, people would call it, looking at more of the short-term pricing structure. If a property has some openings, next weekend, we can roll out something with maybe $5 off, maybe drive some more campers to some other properties that need a little more love.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for stopping by.
Sure, thank you.
Chris Padretti is a section chief for the Department of Natural Resources Bureau of Parks and Recreation. We've been talking about the new structure for fee systems for park reservations. Coming up, we explore a collection of letters from a Civil War soldier sent home to his family in Wisconsin. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.